This is Boo on the line.
The dog named Boo is a 6-year-old Weimaraner with very floppy ears.
Wait.
At his owner's signal, Boo takes off, leaping hurdles, climbing ramps, ducking through tubes. One by one, more than 250 dogs will compete in these agility trials. This course is set up on top of dusty red dirt underneath Tropical Park's horse pavilion. While Boo bobs and weaves, a few dogs dance around in an on-deck area. Most are off to the side relaxing in cages, some protected by heat-reflective tarps, some with their own personal fans. Some owners try and get their dogs to focus, others look on from folding chairs.
Yeah.
Boo finishes his run in under a minute.
Good job! You get cookies! Cookies! Cookies!
Boo loves his cookies. He also loves running, fetching a stick from the water, chasing a frisbee, but he's not so into squeaky toys or stuffed animals, says his owner, Carol Clark.
Yeah, he's a real man, but he's not afraid to wear pink. He looks great in pink.
It's because dogs are colorblind.
It's because he's secure in his masculinity.
Clark is also one of the event organizers. Hundreds of American Kennel Club-sanctioned events happen all across the country. These agility trials are put on by the Miami Obedience Club. Clark says it's their winter event, and it gets a big out-of-town crowd.
It draws a lot of the people that get in their motorhomes when the weather gets cold, and they just travel south and enter agility trials wherever they go. And this is pretty much, obviously, the final destination.
While this event is called agility trials, it's not the same as, say, a swimming heat. First, second, and third place is great, but not necessarily the goal. By competing, dogs can move up in rank from novice to open to master in a number of different events. In some of the events, it doesn't even matter how well the other dogs do. That being said, it is still competitive.
All of my dogs have always been aware that they're in a competition.
Dave Pro is president of the Miami Obedience Club and a first-hand witness to the Portuguese water dog who unexpectedly stole the show. Now, to explain this, you need to know that Miami Herald intern Melissa Caceres was helping out on this story. She was interviewing Dave Pro and asked him this question about dogs.
What is it about them that attracts you? Just...
They attach you to nature in a way that nothing else does.
As you will learn, Dave Pro's answer turns out to be eerily on point.
Like they have a different view of life and of nature. Oh, and that happens sometimes. Oops.
Something in the middle of the agility course has caught Dave Pro's attention. It was the same thing at that same moment that caught my attention while talking to Carol Clark, owner of Boo the Manly Weimaraner.
In South Florida, are there particular challenges with the heat? Oh, a dog has stopped in the middle of the course.
In the middle of the agility course, about 40 feet away, a scruffy little Portuguese water dog has stopped cold in her tracks. She's supposed to be running over seesaws and leaping hurdles. Instead, she has captured the entire room's attention by squatting in the middle of the agility course.
That is an automatic elimination. The whistle blew, that he has to clean it up and leave the ring.
Clark says this doesn't happen very often, and it's embarrassing when it does. But isn't this exactly why we love dogs? You hire trainers, pay contest fees, travel hundreds of miles in a motorhome, and as Dave Pro was saying about dogs before he was interrupted by one.
Oops. They attach you to nature in a way that nothing else does. You know, it's just, they ground you in a way that's incredible.
I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.